Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hey guys, this is Shannon. You're listening to The Thing Is. It's a real week. Thanks for coming back to join us. I'm here as always with my lovely co-host, Maddie.
Hey, what's up?
I'm happy that you're back. You're back. You're alive. But we'll get into that in a moment.
Yeah, I'm here for now.
And today's guest, comedian, host of the Skeptic Tank podcast, and current president of the Legion of Skanks, Ari Shaffir.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Welcome.
Thanks.
So we're going to do a quick catch-up at the beginning of the episode, and then we'll get into the segment. So feel free to jump in as you feel necessary. Last week, we heard Maddie was kind of bummed out. He's a little bit of a hypochondriac. And because he's had weird colored poops, he thought that he was dying of cancer and had a doctor's appointment. So are you dying of cancer?
I don't know yet. Still waiting on the
what was the color
to come back. Well, not good. It was like yellow. There was foam involved. It's a lot of bad stuff.
Really?
Yeah, I'm terrified. I don't even want to talk about it, to be honest. I'm so terrified. I was like afraid to tell you because I know you're going to joke about it, but I've been sick. Like my stomach the past like week just thinking about it. So
well, Maddie,
I'm trying to like distract myself as best I can.
How old are you, dude?
I'm 34.
Okay. So I'm about a decade older than you. I would say I've known a lot of people that have died and they spent too much time worrying about it, not enough time like handling it. So like get your affairs in order, man. Like don't spend this time worried about what's gonna happen. Like start calling the people you love. Give them the closure they need.
That's awesome. That's just not helpful at all.
I mean it will be. Trust me, you're gonna thank me when you're barely you won't be able to talk, but it'll be like, you know what I mean? You'll be able to like blow through a straw, like signifying thanks.
We've had the two worst guests in a row for you to tell that you're dying. And we had Bobby Kelly last week.
Oh, that's pretty bad too, yeah. He doesn't care about you. He told me actually later. He was like, I don't care about Maddie. Like out of the blue, no contacts, and then hung up. I didn't know what it meant until now.
He called you right afterwards and told you, yeah.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. I'm filling the blanks. It was about a week ago, yeah.
Yeah, this is two great guests, 2 weeks in a row, and I'll barely be able to enjoy either one of them. It's a nightmare.
What did the doctor say to you when you told them your symptoms?
Yeah, what was his impression? He must have.
They never seem concerned. You know what I mean?
They don't care about you. Why would they be concerned about a random dude dying? You don't think they lose patients every week? Why would they be concerned?
I thought of that too. Yeah, but
you didn't seem concerned with foam in your dump. Who's the doctor?
He's a Jew.
He might not be a doctor. It might just be like, yeah. Not even concerned, not even like, well, this is distressing. It's probably nothing, but let's do some blood work. I've never had foam in my shit. Have you?
I have not. No, I have not.
Mm. Has the cat?
No, he has not. Pretty solid dump.
Yep.
That's weird, dude. I'm not trying to worry you, but like, that's weird.
You're doing a terrible job.
So he didn't say.
I'm not trying to not worry you.
Oh, I got you.
He didn't say it's probably blah 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 or this is common. What did he say?
There wasn't a whole lot. He was
COVID related,
huh?
Did he say possibly COVID related?
He didn't. Jesus Christ! He didn't bring up Brian's not
mutations
either.
Of the virus. He didn't bring up that.
No, he didn't bring up COVID at all. I don't know. He just sent for blood work. He did a colonoscopy next month, and then we'll take it from there, I guess.
Dude, I had bloody dumps. They had to do a colonoscopy.
Yeah, I get those too.
Yeah.
Yep.
You probably just ate some foam.
Did you think about that?
I was snacking on insulation last weekend, so.
All right. Well, maybe next week we'll have a verdict then. Will you know by next week?
Hopefully I'll know something good. Yeah, we'll see.
Okay.
I have a question, a legit question. Was it like foam or cum?
It was like foamy diarrhea. Yeah.
So like a mixture of shit and cum?
Could have been cum, for sure. I was fucking right before then, so I'm trying. It's hard. Great
correlation.
I'm trying to go along with this.
Before we move on, though, one more question about your poops. Is it consistent? Has it consistently been this yellow foamy poop, or has it changed?
Not every day, no.
But you're still experiencing it, kinda.
Yeah, off and on. So. Okay. My nerves are also shot too, so I'm just hoping it's fucking anxiety and IBS. But who the fuck knows?
And we'll talk to Ari whenever you feel that way.
I'll make sure to call Ari right after this and fucking.
You're in a tough position where you're hoping something is IBS.
I know. Yeah.
You're like, oh, that'd be so good if I got irritable bowel syndrome.
My thoughts exactly.
Yeah, you're in a tough spot.
Okay, so the only other thing we had to touch base on, which you're not asking me about, Maddie, so I'll just offer it up. I was supposed to have a date yesterday. Ari, in case you don't know, and I just figured out how long it's actually been now. It's been 2.5 years since I've had sex with a person. It's 2.5 years now it is. And
why?
I work a lot, and this is the excuse. I'm realizing it's something else. I've just come to the realization it's not what I think it is because I'm busy. I don't really meet new people, but it's more than that, I've realized.
Do you think it's because you're ugly?
I definitely consider that. I definitely consider that often. But I've been on like Tinder a little bit lately, and I agreed to like go on a date with a guy, just like a normal guy, not really my type. And I was like, fine, I'm going to say yes to the date and do it. And I hate when somebody texts me a lot because then I could tear apart their text and then I criticize and I hate them and then I end up canceling. So I was like, I'm just not going to text with him. Let's just make the date and then it happens and it's going to be great. But I realize for normal people that when you don't text, it's kind of a sign of disinterest. And he was like, oh, I'm excited for the date, whatever. And I answered another question, but I never answered that. And then I just didn't hear from him again. And I'm like, yay, this is perfect. He's not texting me and we're just going to hang out. But then I just never heard from him again. So, yeah, I think I need to be like a warmer, nicer person.
Wait, what happened? Friday morning you woke up and just like, I wonder where we're meeting. And he just never texted you and you just kept waiting and waiting.
Yeah.
And you never texted him going like, no. Hey, oh, yeah.
I didn't. Yeah, I have like a real problem. I have a problem opening up and then also like not taking any of it in my hands. I'm like, oh, it's the guy. He'll figure it out. So like, yeah, I need to fix some things, which I'm realizing now. But yeah,
you haven't had sex in 2.5 years? What?
2.5 years.
Do you miss it?
Sometimes. But it's like, I feel like it's a different thing with girls because like the longer time, the more time passes, I kind of forget that it's a
seals
thing.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah, that too. But I just feel like, you know, like I feel like the more you have it, the more you think about it. And when it's just not a thing, I kind of just don't think about it.
I think dudes, my friend had on sex for 10 years and he also was like, I just don't really think about it anymore.
As a guy,
but then once
really?
he started fucking, he started thinking about it again.
Yeah. Hmm. I think that's what's going to happen. I feel like I might just go back and have sex with an ex-boyfriend at this point. Because it's like, because to have
couldn't
sex
find a random.
I don't like having casual sex with strangers.
Yeah, but break a streak, you know?
But I feel like now I'm even more scared to have sex with a new person because I'm going to forget everything. I don't know how to like do it anymore.
Yeah, you don't really have to do anything.
It. Yeah.
You just lay there.
No, have you just lay there and yell for the police.
Yeah. Yeah, you can fuck Lewis.
Oh, no.
Yeah, oh, fuck Lewis again.
Yeah, again. One in 10, it's enough. But yeah, so I don't know. I'm gonna try.
Are you the reason Demon B broke up?
Yeah, Riddle, you heard it here first. But yeah, I'm gonna try to be. I don't know what to do. I'm gonna try to be nicer, maybe, and more excited about stuff. Yeah, sorry.
Do you know of any like comedians or people in your world who you see as completely unthreatening? Who you were like would be like, you'll be safe to fuck. You won't like treat me bad afterwards, and like. And then enough to call him like, hey, can we have sex? Just like taking my fucking schneid and not bother me again after that.
No, because I'm like, I'm also scared that like maybe somebody, like if it, what if it's, if it's terrible, and then like what if they mention it on a podcast but don't say my name, and then people figure it out? Like, it's all, I don't want it to be anybody in like the industry.
That's fair.
Yeah. So maybe oh, Brian in the chat is saying what's up. Brian, producer. I got it. I see you, Brian.
Yeah, you're on the podcast.
That's true. But yeah, I don't know. Anyway, let's move on. There's my update. Stay tuned.
Which ex-boyfriend would you pick? Have you already ranked them?
There's two ex-boyfriends that would be easy, I think, to do. It's just that one of the exes I kind of have unresolved feelings for, which is Frank, who's been on the show before. So it's not a good idea for me to have sex with him. The other one, maybe.
You got to break that streak, bitch.
I really do.
Too long. You're overthinking it. You're like a virgin again. You're overthinking it now. You just got to get it done. Look at this. Dropping everything.
That's awesome.
Frazzled.
Yeah, it might be time to try something different, Shannon. Maybe go to Rando.
I was trying something different. The guy had like no tattoos. He wasn't huge. It was just like a regular, normal guy. I tried something different. Oh, I have one more. At work last weekend, because I'm back to work at my night job at the bar, and I met a guy. And again, I'm trying to be nicer and more open to things. He wasn't a big guy, but he had like a sleeve of tattoos. Like a cute guy, a little young though. And he asked for my number at the end of the night, and I gave it to him, which I normally would lie and say I have a boyfriend. But then he started texting me too much. And then he followed me on Instagram and then like saw like, you know, some pictures of celebrities and stuff and was like, oh, it's so cool what you do. And he became very too excited about this. And I just stopped responding to him altogether. I don't know what to do, guys.
No, that one's fair. I'll see your side on that one.
Thank you.
It's annoying. It's like, all right, relax, dude. We haven't even gone out.
Yeah, at least like hide it, you know, wait until we hang out and then ask questions or whatever. It was too much. All right, well, enough about our nonsense, Ari. It's time to turn the tables to you.
You guys' lives are sad.
It's really bad. It's really bad.
Oh, maybe you should let Maddie dumps fuck you. Maybe you should let him dump fuck you. That'd be great. Get some of that fucking foam in your puss. Come on. And then it's biz up. God, dude, it's not about the motion of the ocean when it's fucking foam dump in your pussy.
It's the grossest thing I've ever heard.
I hear you. That's what it's come to, Shannon.
Jesus Christ. Actually, Maddie does have a girlfriend of 16 years that he lives with.
Maddie, would your girlfriend mind if you're dump fucked, Shannon?
Maybe not that.
I mean, ask her permission, sure. Don't you risk the relationship, but I'm saying, like, I could see that being a possibility. Shannon, you have no fucking possibilities other than that.
You're right. That is my only possibility. But Maddie hasn't had sex with his girlfriend since the beginning of the quarantine. So it's about 4 or 5 months now. Have you still not had sex?
That has changed.
Yay!
But I'm like...
You had intercourse, like real sex.
Sure. Yep.
You went months without it, living with a girl?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it was just, you know, the fucking whole COVID thing had me freaked out for a while.
Yeah, it's a week.
And then...
You lived again.
And then we're also 16 years in, so that it was that. So, you know.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
So you had sex and it was just whatever. Were you drunk?
No, it was, you know, it was good. I'm trying. I can't even talk about it. Like, I'm just all fucked up.
Oh, because of your cancer?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's related. Maybe since you haven't fucking come inside of her, your cum is backing it through your dick into your ass and propping up or during the process. That's common, I think.
That makes sense. All right. So we're going to switch over now, Ari.
We're leaving the science segment behind.
The first question we normally ask new guests on the show is for you to tell a story about your worst date experience or weirdest sexual experience, like where something went wrong.
Weirdest date or weirdest sex? What is it? Worst date or weirdest sex?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I never go on bad dates because I'm really charming. But I went out with this, you know how there's like all FetLife and all those like crazy people? Not crazy people, but you know, like weirdos. They're fetishists.
Oh, gotcha. Mm. Okay.
They're all like, everyone takes pride in their fetish now. You know, if they're a foot person, they're just like, I'm on foot, you know, footforfeet.com or whatever. So, you know, there's like dominant and submissive people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So this one chick was a switch, they called it. It was like the bisexual version of that.
So she took either submissive. Side? Okay.
Yeah, she liked them both, I guess. It was very strange. I like fucking, you know, beating a chick up, choking her and stuff. But then she was like, she was like, that's great. Can I do it to you too? I'm like, if you want. And then she would. It was just like laughable. She would like try to choke me. And I'm just like, I don't know. It's hard. I was doing it because she was into it. But I was like, I'm not scared.
Would she switch like mid session?
No, she was just like
one or the other.
No, not mid set. Yeah, it was like, it wasn't like per day. It was like, yeah, let me choke you. I'm like, okay.
It's so weird because I feel like you'd like want to like stay in that mindset of either being.
Right?
That's very odd.
Yeah.
So not for you.
I'm fine with it. I just didn't care. It was like somebody's like, I want to lick the back of your knees. I come instantly. If I can lick the back of a girl's knees, you'd probably be like, I mean, all right. I don't, one way or the other, yeah. Matt, I'm already wearing culottes, so get down there.
How aggressive did she get with you?
At a bar. She was like as hard as she could, but I was just like, yeah, it was just like, I mean, she was pressuring me, but like, it just didn't matter. So it was weird, but she was like, I like that. I knew a girl, though, who dated a guy who liked her to choke him. And she just like, she didn't care, but she's like, do it. And she was like, what if I make you pass out? And he goes, well, you better still be fuck me when I wake up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. I don't understand like wanting, oh, I don't know. I guess
you like getting choked, Shannon? I mean, back in the 1980s, when the last time you had sex?
Let me think a second. No, I feel like not like, not hard. Like I like to like feel a guy's strength, but like not to where it's like painful or like a problem, you know?
Uh huh.
And I'm just,
what about you, Maddie?
I'm just thinking about it.
I mean, I don't need it, you know? I can get that without it. I'll do a little of it myself, but you know.
Oh, just like in the closet with the belt.
Yeah, with a belt.
On your circuit.
Yeah. Spray cum out my asshole.
Yeah.
had you been dating that girl or?
Me? We went on a couple of dates.
So you knew what was dates. Coming.
Yeah, we never even fucked though. We were just like made out of bars. I don't know why. We just never ended up having sex. She was open about it, but then she told me this website, FetLife, and people just go on there and like list your fetish, and everyone just goes like, "Here's what I'm into." If like the opposites, then you go.
That's
look weird. It up. I don't even know. I've never been on there, but like I bet it's like you can enter like lots of different fetishes.
I feel like that's going to make a lot less serial killers. Because I feel like serial killers are the ones that are always shamed for everything.
Yeah. Yeah, if Bill Cosby had a bunch of chicks who were like, I'd like to lay there and do nothing. He'd be like, perfect. I've been taking so many risks with this.
It's a really great idea.
Yeah. Yeah, there'd be less serial killers. You're absolutely right, Shannon.
Solving problems.
Why don't we take a minute here to talk to fans of the show over the age of 21 about Yo Kratom, home of the $60 kilo. If you're currently a fan of Kratom, you could be getting it from one of our favorite sponsors over here at Gas Digital, YoKratom.com, for just $60 a kilo. If you aren't a fan of Kratom, just ignore this ad. The fact that Yo Kratom has high-quality Kratom for just $60 a kilo has no relevance to your life. But if you are a fan of Kratom and you use it a lot, it's time to stop overpaying and having to go to the corner store every time you want to pick up some product. One more time, thank you to Yo Kratom for supporting this show. And if you're into Kratom, YoKratom.com is the one place where you can find $60 kilos. These guys are one of the biggest Kratom wholesalers, and they created YoKratom.com so that you can buy directly at incredible prices. One last time, it's YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Let's get back into it.
Okay, we're going to move on to the next segment, which is bad things.
Bad things with you.
This is the part of the show where we talk about fights, physical altercations that you've been a part of. If you've been a part of multiple, what's the one that stands out to you?
I had one. Hold on. I thought of one and now I forgot it. It might have been beating up my buddy. Yeah, I beat up my friend Bobby. Wait, hold on. Was there another one? I was thinking there was another one. Physical altercations. Yeah, maybe. Now I'll say another one. We were ready to break up a lot of fights at the Comedy Store. That was fun when I was a door guy. That was like whenever the brawls broke out. Yeah, and we weren't strong or anything, so it was just tough. It'd be like four or five of us. But a better story is Bobby Lee. Oh, yeah, he like introduced somebody to my girlfriend. And then he wouldn't tell me. He just kept laughing about it. So I just beat the shit out of him like 3 times. It was great. He never fought back.
Well, I think I've heard the story before that then every time you saw him, you just beat him up.
Well, he gave me new reasons every time to fucking fuck with him. But definitely because he was far smaller than me, it was easier to do it. Although he outweighed me by a lot.
Were you doing it to fuck with him or to legitimately hurt him?
I think to hurt him. I think I would just like yell at him like, I'm never going to stop doing this. That would be to fuck with him. But also maybe to drive him away. Yeah.
What eventually?
I feel like I had another fight story, but I can't remember physical altercation. But yeah, but eventually what?
What eventually stopped? Like what resolved that?
I stopped punching him. So they were going to call the cops on me one time. I beat him up and then they were like, I went home. My friend called me. He's like, hey, you better get out of your house. It's Friday night and the cops are going to come and you're going to be in there till Monday. So I just quickly got my car and fucking drove off to a comedy show. And then I stayed out there for a while. But then it was like, and I got banned from the comedy store, rightfully. After 3 times, I had to beat him up. And then I'd be like, all right, you can't come anymore. If you just keep beat him up off premises. But yeah, and then they banned me for like a month or two.
That's not bad.
It's not bad. But that was pretty bad for the comedy store. And so then after that, I was like, all right, I'm not going to beat him up. But but I just won't talk to him for like 10 years. So fucking dumb. So immature.
Well, what was the most recent thing that you've been in where like hands were involved?
I mean, anytime I'm around Luis Gomez, there's altercations for sure. I did put him in a chokehold once and got him to tap out when we were at Anthony Cumia's studio once. That was pretty easy. I'm trying to think. There must be something. Oh, I know. At New York Comedy Club, there was this fucking cokehead, like Wall Street cokehead. You know that area, 24th and 2nd? Yes. It's just like, it's the kind of dude who hangs out there. It's like, I don't know. You know what I mean? They're like, they're just bros. Anyway, he was there and he was just like heckling people, telling, I forget, some chick comic was on and he was like, you're hot. He just kept yelling shit out like that. It was like, dude, shut up. And that big fucking, I forget his name, big giant white, like oaky bouncer, blonde hair. And he was like telling him, I saw him talking in the hallway. And he was like, no, dude, I don't care. Just be quiet like everybody else. Go in. And the guy was being like way over apologetic. He's like, I'm sorry, I'll be cool. But he's like, it's fine, whatever. Just go back in there. He's like, didn't want to deal with it. He's like, just shut up like everybody else. So then I'm at the bar and I see him come out. And the guy, like 5 minutes later, and the guy goes, the big bouncer, he's like, everything okay? He's like, no, it's not okay. And he's like, what's the matter, man? He goes, you're a matter. You're my problem. And he's like, wait, what? And this dude's like 300 pounds. So he's like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm not, and the fucking Wall Street guy's like 5'7", 5'8", but like coked up. So he's like, you're my problem. You fucking, whatever. And he starts yelling at him. And then he's like, hey, dude, like, I didn't have any problem with you. It's just like you were too loud. And I was eating popcorn. They gave out popcorn there. And so I just took two of the popcorn kernels. And from about as far, like, I mean, like the seat next to you at Gas Digital, I just like threw the popcorn at his face and it like hit him. And he was like, what the? And he goes, all right, that was pretty funny. And I was like, get the fuck out of here, dork, you fucking loser. And then he got enraged and he started trying to come and the fucking bouncer had to hold him back. He goes, you wouldn't do that if this fucking bouncer wasn't here. And I was like, yes, absolutely correct. Yeah. My strategic advantage of having a fucking 300 pound dude who's hired to protect us is, yes, that's exactly why I threw popcorn. But it was such a light thing, just unbuttered light popcorn. Like, it couldn't hurt him, but he made him so mad. And then he fucking kicked somebody's dog on the way out. He like left, kicked somebody's dog in the street, and then got arrested. He was like banging on a car, and the cops arrested him. All his friends just stayed in the show and enjoyed. Fucking cocaine, man.
I feel like you don't really come off as the type to like lose your temper in public often.
No, I'm pretty autistic. I'll just like calmly stare at them.
So you've never lost it. Have you ever been punched in the face?
Yeah, for sure. Like when I play basketball, it sucks. It's not fun. But like, I don't know. It sucks.
Yeah.
But in like, it, but like not, like, you know, these are things that are like, you know, a funny thing or, you know, something in a club, like in real life, like at a bar.
Oh, have I been punched? Absolutely not. Not at a bar. No. No, when I used to play basketball, and then like we get in fights, and I got swung out and punched, and fucking fell down quite easily. I did not put up much of a fight, but no, I've never. We can go to a fucking somebody else if you want one of your submissions, but no, it's been so fucking long. I'm not a New Yorker like that. We don't fight. You guys do.
Yeah. I mean, I don't. not in a long time. But,
you don't fight or fuck. You're nothing.
I know. I'm very boring.
How have you not fucked in 2.5 years? I thought you were going to say months, and I was ready to have my jaw drop.
Yeah. I didn't realize it was that long until right before we started recording, and I was trying to count the months, and I was like, holy shit, it's been 2.5 years.
You jerk it a lot?
No. And I also I haven't done that in like a long time. And then I was like, maybe I should Google if this is having a medical effect on me in some way. Like, do you need to have, like, as a female? Because, like, guys, it's like a physical thing more so that happens. But, like, girls, like, should I be? Am I ruining myself somehow by not doing anything? I don't know.
I mean, it releases endorphins, right? So maybe, like, emotionally.
Maybe that's why you cry a lot. Yeah.
I don't cry either.
Oh.
It's a real chicken and egg thing going on here.
Why don't you ever cry? Yeah.
I really detach from my emotions completely, except anger. Yeah,
you can go into that.
Yeah, I get angry. I get annoyed really easily. I'm real fun. I'm a fun person to be around. I keep losing. My problem with self gratification is I keep losing the chargers to my vibrators, and I feel like it's just so much work without it.
Use a broomstick like you do in prison.
Is it funny on Love After Lockup? I don't know if you watched that, but it was mentioned this past week, and Jay mentioned it because Jay and Dan both now watch Love After Lockup. We have a group chat about it. And they mentioned, which I missed it, is one of the chicks was saying in jail that they saw in a fight, one of the girls use a hot curling iron and like shove it up the other one's vagina in a fight.
Jeez. I mean,
it's pretty much the most brutal thing you can do.
Did it sear her like?
She just talked about it like,
she was just
like
plugged in and during a fight and somebody hold her down. It's not like you can swing and do that.
Yeah. Also, how can you have a hot curling iron in jail? You know, how do you?
Good question. That's a very good question. Like, they don't want weapons. Like, of course that's going to be a weapon. That's a weapon for yourself. When you're like, you know, yeah, that's a lie. You're absolutely right. That's a made up story.
It probably is. But she talked about it like how you talked about throwing popcorn at someone. She's like, yeah, then she used the hot curling iron, up vagina, blah, 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 whatever. And she didn't really pay much attention to it. But yeah, I would like to hear more about that also.
Yeah, I think she's lying. You're right.
Okay.
All right. Why don't we take a minute here to talk to one of my favorite sponsors of the show, BlueChew.com. If you like sex, you're going to love BlueChew.com. BlueChew offers men a performance enhancement for the bedroom. That means you can go extra rounds, last longer, all that jazz. At BlueChew.com, you get the first chewables with the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Being in a chewable form means it can perform faster than pills, up to twice as fast. The chewables from BlueChew.com can also be taken on a full or empty stomach, so there's no bad time to take them. The online physician consult is free, so it's cheaper than the other two,
Viagra and Cialis.
It only takes a few minutes to connect with a BlueChew.com affiliated physician, and if you qualify, you're going to get prescribed online quickly. That means there's no in-person doctor visit, no awkward conversations, no waiting in line at a pharmacy, none of that. BlueChew ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. The chewables from BlueChew.com are prescribed online by a doctor and made in the USA. BlueChew gives you the confidence in bed every time. You and your partner will love it. Chew it and do it. We got a great deal for you guys too. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order for free when you use the promo code Shannon. That's BlueChew.com, promo code Shannon. You're just going to pay $5 for shipping, which is a pretty good deal. Once again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code Shannon. Let's get back into it.
So I didn't have a fan submitted story for the fight, but I do have one for the final one, though I really hope that you have a story for this one because this is everyone's favorite segment, which is scary things. And this is the part of the show where we talk about weird, creepy, possibly paranormal experiences. Have you had one?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Yeah. It's not that scary, but it's
creepy.
It's just, I don't understand it. So I was in Israel. I was staying on a kibbutz. And me and my buddy going to another kibbutz to go visit our friends. So this hitchhiker's in Israel. It's just a normal thing. You just hitchhike to the bus stop or something like that. So we walked to the end of the long, long road away from the kibbutz, and we just hitchhiked. Somebody stopped to pick this up. And we're driving in the Israeli, I guess, the Golan Heights countryside. I'm staring out the window, and I started thinking about NYPD Blue, the show NYPD Blue. And then I was thinking about how, like, Rick Schroeder took over on NYPD Blue, right? Is he on that one, or is that the other one?
I think it's one of those.
Either way. I was thinking about Rick Schroeder. I'm staring out the left side of the window. My buddy's on the right side. He's looking out the window, too. You know, we're away from the kibbutz for the first time, so it's all kind of interesting. Countryside, though. And then I was thinking, oh, Rick Schroeder, where did I know him from? He's like, oh, yeah, he was in Silver Spoons. I saw as a kid. And I was thinking about Silver Spoons and then the duck telephone they had that they could answer, and then the lady that was in Buck Rogers. And I thought about an episode of Silver Spoons where some band played at his birthday party. He hired a band to play at his birthday party. And the lead singer was Ricky Martin. And I was like, what was that band? It was Ricky Martin's boy band. And I kept thinking, like, what was that band? I kept thinking it. I was like, wait, what was the name of that band? And I turned to my friend. I was like, hey, Avi. And he just turns and he goes, Menudo. And I'm like, and I didn't say anything. I just looked out back my window, and I started thinking about, like, wait, did I let on or anything? What I was thinking about? Like, no, I was thinking about NYPD Blue. And then it was just silence. And then I kept going in my brain until I got there. And then I turned back to him and was like, hey, why did you say Menudo? And he goes, I don't know. What were you going to ask me? And I can't explain it.
That's crazy. What do you attribute that to? What do you think?
I don't know. I'd never thought of Menudo for years before. It wasn't like we had ever talked about them. I mean, it had to be God. That's what I love people do. They just take the next step. I don't know what it was. I really don't. What do you think? You seem closer to the fucking spiritual world than I am.
Do you believe in, like, the possibility of, like, a collective consciousness?
Maybe, but two people does not make a collective.
I'll tell you what's weird about this story is I'm watching Erin spread peanut butter on the matzah as you're telling this story.
Wow.
She pulled it out of the
full circle.
She pulled it out of the cabinet as you started telling the story about Israel.
It's not even Pesach.
Freaking me out enough.
It's not even Pesach. Yeah.
It's creepy. I don't like it.
I know. That's all I have for that.
Did you hear that? Was that a spirit? What was that?
That's my cat. This guy's really meowing.
Your cat sound like a scared baby.
You know, it's funny that you say that, the sound, because there was something else I wanted to mention really quickly in this segment, is that 2 weeks ago we had Shane Landrum from The Challenge on, and he was very much into...
What challenge?
The Challenge. MTV is The Challenge. No?
It's a TV show?
World. Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, he was very into spirit world, and he said that he had been possessed, like, by the devil at some point, made a deal with the devil, and it was
over what?
He said, well, he's gay, and he grew up in a very religious family, and so everyone, he didn't come out, you know, very young, but everyone in the family was always like, oh, if you're gay, you're going to go to hell.
Yeah, sure.
And then he figured, he said, if I'm going to go to hell anyway, I may as well get something out of it. And then he, like, made, like, in his mind, a deal with the devil to make him famous. And then, I mean, he has some level of fame. Fame has been on, like, eight seasons of The Challenge at this point.
Literally, dude, the logic follows. If you're not going to go to heaven, why not trick the devil so you can have my soul when he's going to get it anyway? He doesn't know he's going to get it anyway.
Makes sense. So, well, during that episode, it was very, very creepy. It was a lot of weird stories. And I have had three different fans reach out to me afterwards saying that they heard weird sounds and voices in the background of that episode in particular, which is so, it's very weird. I went back and the first time I listened back, I remember hearing it, but I couldn't find it again. And then the timestamps that people sent me, I couldn't hear it in those moments. But yeah, it's just weird that only that one episode people talked about creepy sounds and stuff like that.
Do you think maybe it was like one of your farts and it's like you can't hear your own farts, you know, so other people could hear it?
I'm a lady. I don't fart, Ari.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You don't fart a fuck.
or fight. Yeah. But he did tell you, Maddie, at the end of that episode that he was going to have his spirit guide speak to your spirit guide. Have you noticed any difference in your life since then?
Nothing good.
Did you meet your spirit guides give you cancer?
Oh, God. We did get furniture from Aaron's aunt who died. Ooh. So now I've been waiting for like something to come around that way. Luckily, so far nothing.
But, oh, like the couch will bring
like waiting for it to
spirit
be
of her taunted.
It's a dresser set, an armoire, and what do you call it? Bed frame.
Has it come yet?
The dresser, yeah, it's in the bedroom. The dresser came with a mirror. That's the mirror that's behind me. You can kind of see. I wouldn't put the mirror up because I don't want to look into it and see something that I don't want to see, you know?
Did you have sex for the first time after that came into your
house? Did she bring a fucking wetness to your female?
No, it was the day before we went to get it all. So, yeah.
Trying to make connections here.
Yeah, maybe exercise the demon.
Probably never happen again.
Go ahead, sorry.
Why don't you fuck? Both of you guys are fucking weird.
And if I had somebody laying around the house that I could have sex with, I mean, I think that would be a very different thing than having to find a brand new person.
Yeah.
Brian in the chat again. I do have some listener submitted scary things.
Okay.
So let's go through a couple of them. This one is from Wes. Hi, Shannon and Maddie. First, I was going to hold. Oh, wait, is this the date story? Yeah, hold on. Sorry. This is the date story.
Fuck them.
Bad date.
By the way, last week, someone in the chat, remember the story that someone submitted last week about the car that showed up at that lady's house and her son had died in the same kind of car?
Yeah, there's no follow up. Oh.
Someone in the chat said maybe they meant he died beforehand and then the car showed up at the house after the fact. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So to catch you up, Ari, what happened was the Fantomitted story was something to the effect of someone's car was stolen from in front of their house. And then like a week or two later, I think like their bag was still in the car. What were you going
to say? I'm just thinking it was like a super racist. It was like, I saw it. It was just clothes floating in the air. There was nothing behind it.
It was very close to that, actually, because they said they couldn't see the person in the driver's seat. It was as if a ghost did it. So, but they I think their wallet was in the car or something, and then they had gotten a call like a week or so later from a woman that saw the car parked in front of her house and found the information in the bag and called back. But she said that her son had died from a drunk driving accident, and the car that hit him was the same exact car that was in front of the house. But even if I think he did die beforehand, but I still don't understand it's a little coincidental, but I don't understand
the creepy. The car got stolen and the person who stole it used it in a hit and run. I
mean, that could also
got into
be
an accident.
It's still not creepy. It's not creepy or weird.
At all. I mean, at all. Not weird at all. Just something that happened. It's a story you would tell on a date or to your mom if your mom called. Like, remember my car that got stolen? Yeah. It's like, whoever stole it hit somebody and fucking killed him. Isn't that crazy?
Weird.
Your mom would be like, it's creepy. It's like, well, no, mom, it's not creepy.
Agreed. But, well, hopefully this one's a little bit better. This is
hopefully the guy survives that death and he's okay.
He didn't. This is from Marcus. Hey guys, thanks for using the story share with you on Ep 183. I should have checked that first. Hope it freaked you and the listeners out. I got another one for you. Just some backstory. My wife lived in a haunted house for a majority of her life. Creepy shit happened left and right, including apparitions, shit moving around, and the constant feeling of being watched. My mother-in-law shared this story with me, and it always freaked me out. So when my wife and her family first moved into this haunted-ass house around the year 2000, my in-law was giving my wife and sister, who were both kids at the time, a bath and stepped out to the garage for something when she claimed she saw one of the kids crawling on all fours out of the garage and into the street. She freaked out and ran out to the street yelling for them, but claims it's like whatever she saw disappeared. My in-law ran back inside. Were you going to say something, Ari?
No, just woke.
Okay. My in-law ran back inside and into the bathroom to find both my wife and her sister right where she left them. They both claimed they did not move and were in the bath the entire time. Fast forward to about 6 years ago, my wife was watching a movie alone in the living room when she said she saw something in the corner of her eye. And between the furniture in darkness, she saw her sister, who was by then 30, as a child on all fours, staring at her with an emotionless face. This all four thing really freaking creeps me out, the visualization of it. My wife was frozen in fear and could not say anything. The apparition of her sister then ran into a wall and disappeared. My wife then ran into her mom's room to tell her what happened and confirmed she had seen the same thing all those years ago. Some weird shit, I know. Hope you guys enjoy this one. Love the pod. Stay safe. P.S. I hate to be telling these in third person, but my wife doesn't listen to podcasts. I thought you guys would like the stories. I have more on the way. Thanks.
What? Your mom should get shouldn't be telling you stories. She should be getting the fuck out of the country.
For sure.
That morning.
Like I said, the all fours thing bothers me because that's terrifying to see like any small figure on all fours. Yeah. I don't think that it was the sister though. I think that they're like seeing a baby, like maybe the ghost of a baby or something, and in their mind thinking that it like looks like the sister, but I think it's something else altogether.
Oh, interesting.
What do you guys think?
I think that's not better.
Yeah, it's not better. What if it was just a dog, a regular dog?
I don't think it was a dog. I think it was because it disappeared when it ran into the wall.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. The all fours thing.
And they know what a door is, right? When they say it ran into the wall, they know, like, there was an opening.
There was a wall with three lines around it.
Yeah.
And then a knob in the middle.
Well, she also said that she saw it run out into the street and then disappear when the kids were little.
On all fours? Did it run on all fours?
Yeah, that crawling on all fours into the street. Yeah.
Damn. Kill yourself. Right there, just kill yourself.
Do you believe in the possibility of paranormal stuff, Ari?
No.
Not at all?
I mean, it's not like I don't believe in it, but I'm like, it's like, who gives a fuck? It's not real. Yeah, you're going to spend all your time doing something that's unprovable. Work on your resume. Who gives a fuck about ghosts?
I like to, because, you know, I don't know, everyone, I guess, kind of seeks like a little bit of comfort in what's going to happen in the afterlife. I don't know for sure, but that's why I like hearing the stories, because I would like proof one day, but I don't have any.
There won't be any, because if there was proof, they'd make it available to everyone. What are they going to make it available? One guy that's a slip up, a glitch that allows a fucking glimpse into the afterlife? Nah.
I mean, like, something, like, for me personally, like, something that, like, to me seems, like, undeniable. Like, if I saw a full apparition, I'd be like, all right, I'm convinced at least it's something. In your time doing psychedelics, was there anything that, like, you know, transferred over, or, like, you find out something's going to happen in the future, or, like, anything?
No, my friend had that. He was doing DMT. And I never had, like, a thing like that, but he had one where he's, like, DMT's, like, a heavy fucking trip. It's like you're out there with, like, I guess people start saying you talk to aliens and shit like that. I never quite got there. But, like, he said he did a bunch of times. And he had some guy who he was, like, talking to. It was all in 10 minutes. But, like, you know, just, like, time changes. Mm-hmm. And he's just, like, gone. And his brain, some guys tell him, like, something along the lines of, like, when you meet a guy named Tony and he brings up the painting, tell him Charlie got it for him. Something like that. And he was, like, well, and they came out of his trip. And then, like, 2 years later, he met a guy named Tony, and he was, like, talking about some painting. He was like, hey, this may seem weird, but, like, I was told to tell you Charlie gave it to you. And the guy was like, that, I've been wanting to know who that was. It was fucking crazy. And he was like, it doesn't make any sense. Because he's like, I'm a science guy. I know it's not like there's nobody's telling you the future. But he was like, I didn't even know the guy.
I like that.
Yeah.
But that could just, I don't know. There's so many different, like, theories. That
I know. It's like, and you don't want to know, like, who was this guy? Did you know him? Maybe did he know your friends? Maybe you told your friends. Like, I want more investigation.
Yeah. Also, like, why is that, like, the most important thing for somebody to tell you?
Yeah. It wasn't that. I should find out exactly what he said, but, like, something like that.
But something like not important, right?
Something
like,
specific. Yeah. Not that important, but yeah. But very specific.
So you've never gotten to the point where you've seen other beings?
But I will tell you the instances of fairy sightings in the
fairies,
you know, F-A-E-R-I-E.
Mm-hmm.
The percentage of people who saw fairies in the early 1800s were almost identical to the percentage of people who saw UFOs in the 1970s.
Really?
Yeah. And so I think what they take from that is like people just see some shadows move and they're like, oh, it must be. And it's like whatever is you're being told at the time. But people like couldn't describe fairies like down to like, I saw it. It was this, this, this. The same people like it was a big head, giant eyes, you know, for UFOs. So it's not even the same thing, but it's like they're just filling in what people are saying.
Creepy.
Yeah. And I don't think it was an afterlife. I'd rather just be happy with this life and just live it all.
On the flip, that's fine too. It freaks me out, like the idea, and like this is something I will spiral about as I like lay in bed and try to go to sleep at night, is like just the idea of like, if I die right now, it's just like over and I don't exist. It just like the idea of that is very hard, I guess, for anybody to like wrap their head around, and I hate it. Yeah. So I would like to, even if it's not true, I would like to settle on something else beforehand. But what you were saying about the fairies and the UFOs and stuff, we've talked about on the show before about things like the Mothman, or you know, stuff like that, how there are different cultures throughout the world that have had like similar pictures and like cave paintings of like people that have never met, you know, because they couldn't travel to meet each other in like ancient times, but they all have like similar ideas of like folklore and stuff like that. So that could be what you're saying, where like people, like the human brain just interprets a shadow or something weird in a similar way, or that is true.
Yeah. That or it's true, yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. One or the other.
Maybe the fairies were all killed by the UFOs.
It could be, yeah. Okay, I'm going to read one more before we wrap up. This is from Wes. It's called Haunting in Little Haiti. Hey, Shannon and Maddie, I sent my bad date in last week, or that next week. Sorry, Maddie, that the real stuff ruins your day, so I'm going to wreck the week. Sounds good. I do want to preface this. This is a story from Miami, Florida, in Little Haiti neighborhood. The thing is, ding. The thing is, I was dancing in my house on Molly a lot, and I was just introduced to gold caps. Still, shit's real. What's gold caps?
Mushrooms.
Oh, okay. I moved with a friend and his wife into a house that was vacant. The day we went looking for a place, there was a sign saying house for rent posted on a street with the address and phone number. Met the landlady, an old Haitian woman, and her son, who had bullet scars. The mom was really just a name for the deed. Okay. This house, I come to find out shortly, was an ex-poor house before I moved in. We had plumbing problems with condoms. I feel like this isn't real. We had plumbing problems with condoms clogging the drain, and we were a no-wrap home. They don't use condoms there. The landlord was being watched by police to make sure we weren't continuing the sex work. Things got weird right away. Every night that we would party in the living room and the kitchen and dining room, the lights would flicker during light shows. A time when only my hands were... This is really hard to read. A time when
only... These people that write this shit in. I'm talking proofreader.
That's rough. A time when only my hands were the moving thing in the house and were in front of faces. It would fuck our high up. No idea what that means. On one night, we were talking in the dining room, and a half-full Pepsi can that was just sitting on the counter went flying across the kitchen, spilling on the floor. Nobody around. There's something. Lights and soda made it clear out. Shit was haunted, but we still kept on like it was nothing every day. Weak-ass ghost, right? Well, until 3-ish in the morning, I was sitting in the backyard smoking a blunt as I did. I got this feeling that I wasn't safe, like something was going to hurt me. I don't get paranoid of weed, not Molly or mushies, this night. I looked around and didn't see anything but the trees in the yard. I got creeped out and put the blunt out and headed to go inside. I open the front door and I get into the patio area. I see a black woman standing in the house leaning against the wall. I screamed like a bitch and ran to the sidewalk. I woke up my friend and his wife and they walked to the door asking what the fuck. I told them and we called the landlord to tell them we were out the next day. And instead, the old Haitian woman landlady comes over in full dress, does a ceremony with us in the center of the house, and it all stopped after that day. I don't believe in voodoo, but the shit worked, so all is good. Enjoy your day, Maddie. Just pretend it was just my shared hallucinations and wasn't real. I wish I could. You're welcome, Shannon. Hope you guys enjoyed the story half as much as I enjoy the podcast. It's getting better every week, and you're still not in studio. Thanks. Well,
I would say that I can see that you were enjoying this podcast, and that story was probably 50% as entertaining as this. So, yeah. yes, we enjoyed it half as much as this podcast. If this podcast is a 100%, your story is a 50%. Now, this podcast is an A-. Story's about a 46%.
I'll take the A-. The only thing, okay, so cans were flying around. I guess lights were doing something. It's apparently a haunted whorehouse, but all that they saw was the black lady, and he felt danger.
Well, that's not a common. Yeah. Like every cop. I don't know. It was probably on mushrooms. Anytime you're like, I was on mushrooms, but I know I saw something weird, you're like, but it's probably the mushrooms. Like, dude, you weren't there. Trust me. You're like, but it's probably the mushrooms, though. Because you know how it's supernatural and you were on, like, reality-altering substances? Maybe reality was altered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then also he had the lady do voodoo stuff, and that made it go away. But then they could also just not have done as much drug. They were doing a lot of drugs. Yeah. Like, that takes away the credibility of
it. I don't think it was any Haitian lady. Like, who's a Haitian lady? She just came without you calling her? You were still on – I think it was just one trip.
Well, the Haitian lady was the landlord. So when they said they wanted to move because crazy shit was happening, she, like, don't leave, and came over and just did voodoo shit.
No man. Yeah.
But if she knows that there's a problem there and how to fix it, why wouldn't she have done that before they moved in?
I get what you're saying. If the toilet's clogged and you're about to rent it out, it's clogged. The fucking place is haunted and you know how to fucking exercise a haunting, just do that before we move in. Why wait?
Fair.
New paint job, you can wait.
I see you wrote that in. That was Wes. Thank you for sending in the story, Wes.
Hooker ghosts are always going to be a problem. You got to take care of that. That should be in, like, the law. Get rid of these things. Every new tenant.
People do talk about that a lot, or it comes up a lot on the show, that if ghosts were real, most of them would probably be hookers, because so many hookers die, and in terrible ways, why aren't they just haunting everybody? So there may have been one, or a madam, or something.
Yeah, just fucking people for money, and then unable to pick up the money because they're ghost hands, and they just keep slipping the money through. You're right.
It'd be cool if they had, like, good. Oh, if there was just, like, a cool male ghost that haunted my house, and then I wouldn't have to have sex with a brand new person. I could just have sex with a ghost and not be, you know.
That would be great. Yeah, for sure. That would be great.
It's a good story for the show.
Yeah.
Someone's going to find out where you live and just sneak in wearing a bed sheet.
Ooh, suck on my boner.
So I am always just, like, terrified that I'm going to be murdered. It's like a fear in the back of my head that that's how I'm going to die. And I thought I've been better with it lately because I haven't been watching serial killer documentaries and stuff. But the other day, my brain went so far into the wrong direction. I was walking home from the bus and there's, like, a lot of, like, trees and grass and stuff on either side. It was light. It was daytime. And I passed a guy who was walking weird. He didn't look right. I, like, crossed paths with him. And I, like, gave, like, you know, like, a half smile. And I was like, I probably shouldn't have given a half smile. I'm just trying to not be a mean, horrible person. And then as I walked past him, my brain just goes into, at this very moment, he could be walking up behind me. And then get ready. And I had, like, my bandana mask on. And I took it off because I'm like, if he comes behind me, he can strangle me really quickly with my bandana mask and then just throw me into the woods. It's not.
Yeah.
I need
that's how I would do it.
To see my therapist again. It's getting bad.
Fuck your therapist.
It's just a girl.
Listen, 2020. Okay. I don't.
Yeah, no, I'm not at that point yet. But all right, we're going to wrap up. We're going to do a quick round of plugs before we go. I'm scared to even ask you, Maddie. But Maddie, what would you like to plug?
You just follow me on social media. That's Jester Skulls. Right. Aaron's laughing at me.
Why?
No.
My fucking depressed plug.
You are really shitty. You've been really shitty this episode.
Sorry, I'm trying. It's hard.
What did she say?
She's
Instagram.
Picking on me.
Oh, good. Good for you. All right, anything you'd like to plug?
Yeah, I'd like to plug Maddie's asshole. stop fucking frothy cum from coming out of it so much. If anyone has butt plugs out there, send them into the P.O. box, you guys. So the Gas Digital Studios, I'm sure they'll make their way over to Maddie. But that's for sure. I'd like to plug that up. I have a YouTube channel, too. YouTube, Ari Shafir, but that asshole is a bigger issue to me right now.
It's a priority.
Yeah. Pray it away.
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982. Wherever you listen to the show, you can watch it live for free every single Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern at gasdigitalnetwork.com/live. Use promo code TTI. You'll get a 2-week free trial. It's the best way to support the show. If you hate it after 2 weeks, you can get rid of it. But show us that you love us. If you listen on iTunes or YouTube, leave a rating and review. T-shirts, hoodies, and mugs are at podcastmerch.com. The unicorn shirt should be back in the merch store next week, I hope. And what am I forgetting? Follow the show everywhere the thing is show. My bell lighting is terrible today. And I think that, if you have stories to submit for bad things, scary things, or bad dates, send it to thethingispodcast@gmail.com. And that's it. We'll be back next week. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.